Tomorrow night at the Midland Theater, it's a special screening of A Christmas Story and a special guest, Ralphie, all these years later, in the theater, taking questions from the audience about the movie. And joining me right now is Peter Billingsley, the actor who played Ralphie. Peter, when did this show hit the theaters?
1983 was when this movie first came out, and it came out in movie theaters. And A Christmas Story was not a huge hit back then. So first and foremost, it's a chance for a lot of fans of the movie to see the movie in its theater. Comedy, there's great laughs. So many of them know it, and it's fun to hear them start getting ready for the parts which they love. After the movie, I'm going to come out and share a lot of anecdotes and stories and a lot of insight into the movie that I haven't really ever talked about because I promoted this movie so long ago that there hasn't really been kind of a chance to do so. We're also going to turn it over to the audience, and I love hearing questions from them as well. So I think for fans of the film, they're going to walk away with seeing it in the theater and learning a lot more about this movie, which they really love.
Peter, it's got to be a great thrill to know all these years later, this movie is so relevant to the Christmas season for a lot of families.
You know, it's become such a part of families, it's become a part of their families through their living rooms, and to hear the traditions and the generations that they've passed this movie down to is always so great for me to hear, because this was a little movie that took 12 years to get made. It was not a big success in the theater, and we kind of thought that was it. And so to be here some 40 years later, and this movie has been really put on the mantle that it's on because of the fans. They stayed with it because they watched it, and they watch it over and over and over again.
All right, Peter, what's your favorite line in the movie?
I would say, I'm often asked what's kind of my favorite part or moment. My favorite line from the movie is, Fragile, it must be Italian.
Fragile, it must be Italian.
Because I love the old man character. I love Darren so much, and it was so great working with him. But that idea that represents something kind of outside of yourself and that you've made it, and it being such a big deal to him, I just love that. For a guy who's just on the grind day after day, finally gets his moment in the sun.
I have to tell you that I'm one of those that watch it over and over and over. Now, I just want to know, do you randomly find yourself driving down the road just thinking, you'll shoot your eye out?
No, shoot your eye out.
Not specifically that. But I do think a lot about the movie, and I had a chance to do the sequel a couple of years ago with Warner Brothers. And in doing so, I think for the first time, I really studied the first film because we really wanted to kind of get the tone right and a lot of the elements in that. And it brought back a flood of memories for me. And it brought back a lot of specific thoughts and stories. And then my mom was great at keeping photo books. She had a big leather book that says A Christmas Story 1983 on it. And it was all the photos that she took on the set.
Wow.
None of this knowing what this movie was going to turn out to be. So I brought along a couple of those photos. And I kind of decode how we did some of the things and some of the sort of funny anecdotes that happened. So I think for fans of the film, they'll get a lot of insight into it.
You know, the whole, you say decoding, and that's a reference to the movie, too.
It sure is. Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, it is a lot of first lessons for Ralph. That was his lesson that marketing kind of trumps everything. You think you're going to get a secret message, but you actually wind up getting an advertisement.
Now, Peter, as a kid, on the movie set, it had to be spectacular. As I watched the movie, I'd like to go down that slide in the department store, too.
You know, we had so much fun in Higbee's because we were all about 12 years old, 12, 10 years old. And so, you know, Santa was still kind of awesome. Christmas was awesome. And that sled was amazing. And it was huge. That slide going down. So we rode that thing. We would get to work early on those days to ride it. We wouldn't eat lunch. We'd just keep riding that thing and running back up the stairs and doing it. And it, you know, so much of that movie was practical in that in those environments, there was no visual effects or things to enhance it. So you really felt like you were in that space because you were. And so it was probably the most fun that we ever had.
Do you remember any negatives?
The part I wouldn't want to recapture would be the cold. It was freezing cold. It didn't really snow. We were shooting in January, February, needing snow. So the fire department came and helped us by blowing a lot of foam. And then they were trying to do snow blankets and things, anything that they could do to give that feeling of snow. But it was, as you well know, living in the Midwest, they certainly had the cold.
So with the cold, let's go to the flagpole.
Like double dog dare ya!
Nothing like getting double, triple dog dared.
That's it. I mean, what are you going to do now? Your ego's on the line. Your pride's at stake. Your friends are watching. That was a really fun scene to do, and the little trick and the effect which they had, which was basically a little hole sucking air. We all put our tongues on it. We thought it was the coolest thing.
You know, there are so many things about Ralphie that I could relate to. The BB gun. I remember the whole shoot your eye thing, too. My mom would say that way before the movie. So it was that. And then there was the bully scene. You know, every kid can look back when you were bullied, when you had enough, you drew the line in the sand. This time it was the snow, and let them have it.
That's so good. It is. It's such a kind of, I think, in some ways, classic coming of age story. The set pieces themselves, confronting a bully, buying a Christmas tree, just trying to cook a turkey, these sort of more mundane things that we go through in life, but they represent and mean so much to us. And so it's always that heightened sense of that. It's that one gift that you absolutely have to have, you're completely obsessed with, or your life will be ruined if you don't get it.
I want an official Red Ryder Carbon Action 2-inch Owens Ball Arrow.
And I think that's the relatability to this movie, is that it is all those things that we go through. And so even though we did it in 83, it took place in 1940. So theoretically now, 84 years later, it still feels relatable and timeless, because I think it's all those motions that we all go through and still go through during Christmas every year.
Exactly. All right, now, Peter, let's talk about that bunny suit. What was it like? Off the set, did you wear them, or have you been in one since?
You know, my own PTSD with wearing one of those suits. You know, I was 12. The last thing you want to do is put one of those pink things on. It was hot. It was sweaty. So I've never worn one again. I vowed in that moment I would never wear a pink bunny suit again.
I'll be honest with you. At 63, I was double, triple dog dared by the Salvation Army to wear the authentic bunny suit that I have from A Christmas Story movie to ring the bell for the Salvation Army before showtime tomorrow night at the Midland Theater.
Oh, that's awesome.
So tomorrow night, you'll hear the bell, you'll see the bunny. I look forward to meeting you, Peter, in a bunny suit.
I'm glad, and I really, really look forward to meeting you then.